The goal, when it comes to entering into a relationship, should be to find someone who not only changes your status, but also changes your life. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friends at Julia Christina Counseling share some great solutions if you often find yourself struggling in relationships. Enjoy.
Do you think you might know somebody who's codependent? Or maybe it's something that you're not sure whether or not you struggle with? Well, codependence is a word that gets tossed around a lot. And I think many of us don't really understand what it means and what it's all about. So here we're going to talk about what it is, what codependence is, and how to know if it's something that we or somebody that we know is struggling with. Because when we really understand what codependence is, when we can start to see it, maybe if it's in ourselves or in somebody else, then we can use that as our foundation of knowledge to then go out and get the help and support that we might need to work through this. Because being someone who struggles with codependence can really impact our happiness. It can really put a damper on things. It can really have a negative impact on who we are and on our relationships. So we need to talk about where it comes from and why it happens in the first place. And even just doing that will help you to be able to get more clarity about whether or not you struggle with it. But essentially, before we get into that, I want to just briefly sum up what codependence is in the most succinct way. We will go into more details later on. But for all intents and purposes, if you're somebody who's like, I don't really know what that means, or I've kind of heard little things here and there, but it's kind of convoluted, or it's kind of complicated, or it's never really been clear to me. But essentially, the simplest way to sum up codependence is that it's the need to be needed. It's absolutely needing to be needed. If it's something we struggle with, it's needing other people to need us. And it's the difference between wanting to be needed and feeling good when we're needed, because that's normal as relational beings, as human beings who are hardwired for connection. Being needed and valued and wanted by our loved ones is absolutely essential and normal and healthy. But where it becomes what drives most of our decisions, most of our behaviors, when we lose ourselves in being needed, when we have to be needed, when it becomes everything, when we only feel comfortable in relationships where we feel like the person can't live without us, that's where it can start to become unhealthy and detrimental. And we're going to talk more in detail about what some of those signs are and what that's all about later on. But first, we do need to talk about where it comes from. So the term codependence originated in the addiction community. So it became the thing that people who had parents who either struggled with alcohol addiction or drug addiction, that they often grew up to become codependent. I'm going to explain why that is, because if you're somebody who grew up in a home where there was addiction or drug abuse or alcohol abuse or whatever, know that it's not that you're a bad person if now you struggle with codependence. We need to kind of understand where this stuff comes from, sometimes so that we can give ourselves a little bit of a break to say, oh, I get it now. I'm not this horrible, bad, broken, flawed human being, that I've been through things that have shaped who I am now. And now I'm willing and ready to look at it and then do something about it, heal from it, work through it, move past it. And so that's why it's good for us to understand. And without getting all Freudian on you and saying, oh, it all originates back in our childhood. But often, how we act now and the things we struggle with now do originate in our childhood. It does come from our childhood, because that is the time where our brains are taking in all of the information from the environment around us. That's where we're being molded and shaped and groomed to be the adults that we are. And sometimes that's really good, and sometimes there's really good things that we learn and that we experience and that we go through. And sometimes there are harmful and unhealthy things that can really cause us some harm as adults, that we bring with us into adulthood. And codependence is one of those big ones. When we grow up in a family where there is someone who has an addiction, and not only now addiction, but now in the research community, we've learned that it also extends to people who grew up in a family where one or both of the parents struggled with a mental illness, a pretty severe and significant mental illness. Because what happens in families where there's a mental illness or where there's addiction is, if you grew up in a family like this, then you know that things were often unstable. Things were often chaotic. Things were often kind of crazy and up and down, and maybe even felt unsafe a lot of the time. That the person who had the issue, the mental health issue or the addiction issue, everyone in the family kind of had to rally around them, because their crises, their chaos, their needs, their moods, their emotions trumped and usurped and took over everybody else's, because theirs were often the most intense. And so everybody learned that their wants, needs, and preferences didn't really matter, because this person's were always bigger, were always more intense. And so then what you learned, it's just what we learned and from what we grew up with, is that the way to feel important and significant and to feel valued is to meet that person's needs, to be there for that person, to rally around that person, to do what that person wanted all the time, almost without question. That it became all about them and really not all that much about anybody else. And that's how we learn to find our value. So then as we grow up as adults, we grow up, and it's just natural that that's what we learned, how to feel valued, how to feel important as children or as adolescents. Then as an adult, then we just take that with us. If we don't learn anything really all that different, then how are we supposed to know that things are different, that that's not necessarily healthy, that that's not necessarily a good way to have a relationship?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.